This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tommy, you said before.
Yeah.
A good neighbor is worth their weight in gold.
Brother, preach.
So being close with a neighbor, good buddies, that can go a long way.
Mm.
But at the same time, you also need to establish boundaries when starting that relationship.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the issue one man is facing in a new place with new friends he needs to keep.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. I have a Facebook message.
What happened?
A man who asked us not to use his name.
Mm.
Are you ready?
Yes.
He writes us, quote, "Hey guys, I have a serious problem. My family moved into our new house in Hilton in January, and the last couple of weeks, we're just starting to meet our neighbors. When the weather got nice a few weeks back, I started inviting some of the guys over for a beer in the garage where I have my beer fridge."
Oh.
You with me so far?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. He goes on, "They all seem nice, and we'd stand there for an hour and chat. They started coming over when I'd be outside without asking, which I'm totally cool with, and we'd hang for a while. On Tuesday, I got home late from work at like 7 p.m. to find 3 of my new neighbors in my garage drinking beer.
Okay.
My wife was home, but they didn't ask if they could come over. I saw on my camera 2 of them just walk into my garage, grab beers, and stand in the driveway.
What are they, black bears?
Had they invited the 3rd who was walking by?"
So they're mooches. You got 3 neighborhood mooch.
Okay. He goes on.
Glommers.
We're not done.
All right.
He said, "This is way over the line.
Yeah.
And I don't like seeing as how my wife and kids were inside the house the whole time, but I also don't want to say something and destroy the neighbor club that started. Do I say something or am I overreacting?"
I'm locking that thing up.
Wait, what?
I would shut my garage and lock it up, because they said they could just walk into his garage and have beer.
Yeah. I will read you the quote again. "I saw on my camera 2 of them walk into my garage, grab beer, stand in my driveway."
This is what bears do, right? You watch them on the camera go into your car and like look around for stuff. You can't have that. Especially if they're drinking on your house. What if something happens?
Wait, you're saying shut it down?
Oh, yeah. You cannot have people just walking into your house. But right, what's that going to cost you?
No, by the way, they weren't walking into his house. They walked into his garage. There is a difference.
Waiting for him to get home.
And what if something happens after they've been drinking?
Like what?
How about somebody hurts themselves and it's at your house that you let them in on?
They're not teenagers.
No, you could fall down and get sued and lose the house.
Okay.
My mind didn't go there. Right.
Well, because you're a young homeower, you ignorant.
No, you
ignorant.
No, I just grew up in a world where this was completely normal.
People went to your parents' house and drank beer.
My dad was friends with all the guys in the neighborhood, and this would not have been a weird thing for any of them to do to each other.
I'm kind of with her on this.
Really?
Yeah.
Especially in the garage. Like, that was like number one hangout spot.
You're not there.
Yeah.
I guess since he's not there, it's a little strange, but I don't think it's like a weird thing for those guys to show up unannounced at a neighbor's house.
Okay, so your dad knew these guys, right?
Yeah.
He don't know these guys. These are new neighbors. Like, yeah. If you establish
but I,
maybe
but I would,
something.
I would almost see it as like, they accepted me into their neighborhood club.
Yeah, they like you because it's free beer.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, you know what the difference is here. Yeah. This is spoiled rich kid in his gated community.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's all mine.
Technically, it's not.
It's my beer.
All right, so I guess maybe the timeline, because look, Kimmy, my first thought was Mike being a kid, yeah. too. Like, there was a guy in our neighborhood that had a beer fridge. He had a pool, too. And if he wasn't home, the guys would have no problem going into his garage and going into
so
his pool.
Weird.
And he never said anything about it. There isn't like a neighbor home base when you get along with a bunch of your neighbors in the neighborhood.
I always feel weird when anybody says, well, just come over anytime. Like, I'm not going to do that.
I think it's a welcoming gesture, though. Like, even if you don't take advantage, you wouldn't want somebody to say that to
but
you.
But I would never take advantage. I wouldn't, like, go use somebody's pool when they weren't home and, like, I lived there, drink their beer, and then go back to my house.
Really? Why?
Like, thanks, sucker.
Why not?
Because you're a sucker.
Well, no, but if they offer that, why
that's a sucker. That's a desperate person.
Okay, I have an old buddy of mine whose dad, it turns out, lives in the neighborhood that I live in. I found this out a year ago.
Wait, where you live now?
Yeah, yeah.
There.
And I had said, hey, man, look, anytime you're in the neighborhood, pop by. And he goes, no, that feels
weird.
You
hate pop by.
I love this
kid. I don't even have the pop by.
Yeah, because I spent enough time with you here. With all due respect, and I love you. You're my buddy. Who's my buddy? This guy. No, but like, what? He says to me, I don't want to just pop by. It feels weird. And it was weird that he wouldn't just pop by.
Because it is weird.
All right.
And like drinking, you're not there. Your wife and kids are home. It's not good.
All right. We got folks sitting on hold. Let's just break this down real quick before we go to the phones. Because again, sure. This man who doesn't want his name being used moves into a new neighborhood. The last couple of weeks, he's meeting his neighbors. It says now for a couple of weeks, he's been inviting these guys over to have beers in his garage.
So he's already
established.
Yes.
He said, come on over.
Yeah. But he came home to find, late at work, to find on Tuesday, three of his neighbors in his garage drinking his beer. Wife was home. They didn't ask if they'd come over. He said he went back and checked the camera. Mm-hmm. Saw two of them walk in the garage, grab beers, stand in the driveway, then invited a third man walking by into his driveway. If you say something, Tommy, to these guys, they're going to get pissed.
Right. That's why I'm just quietly shutting it down.
Wait, how do you quietly shut it down?
I'm locking my stuff up.
Wow. I don't.
That's even more.
That sends a message.
Okay.
You don't have to say it.
You're going to go with this queen chintz?
What?
People walking out with your high-end craft-ass beer.
My husband would love if people just stopped.
You see, but it's money coming out. $8 a can. There they go.
No, that's why you only keep cheap beer in the garage.
And I would think that these guys doing that at his house would also expect him to do the same at their house.
Would you want it,
though? They would. What? Oh, I wouldn't care.
As a wife.
No, why would that bother me?
A bunch of humps in the garage.
I don't care. They're in the garage.
They're taking a whiz on the side. They ain't coming in the house.
Better than in the bathroom? I don't know.
How about they want to use the dumper?
Sure.
I got a craft beer bowel movement coming.
What are you talking about?
I got an IPA.
I don't see this as all that weird.
An IPA
and it's peaking. It's got an ass peak. It's already domed.
I'm also
like
gonna...
as Hawaiian volcanoes. CNN's out front talking about it.
I'm also going to go out on a limb and say that these guys all do stuff for each other. Yep. Like, you need that guy who's going to need you eventually for something else.
She's right.
So if you shut it down, like you say, don't bother going to them for anything you need in
this.
The future.
No, all a bunch of isolationists just like me.
Isolation.
We should all be living in Ruby Ridge.
252-WCMF. If we're living in Ruby Ridge together, we're no longer isolationists. Let's talk to Greg. Hey, Greg, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Tommy, you know, I agree with you with everything on the show except for this one.
Welcome to the light side, buddy.
All right.
So it's like 99% of the time I love you, Tommy, but you're a wuss if you're going to freaking kick these guys out. When I was in our neighborhood 15 years ago, or maybe more now, we did the same thing, and that's how you figured out, you know, who was who and how to weed them out.
How do you weed them out? We're going to get the house.
Yeah, stop, I have some questions.
What is the weeding out process, Greg?
Well, the ones that don't seem to want to like be cool and hang out with us, then you just don't seem to like take them back on again.
What do you mean?
If you're going to be a wuss. And, like, not be cool. I mean, we got guys, we would just walk in our house, use the bathroom, and walk out just as a, just freaking for fun. So, we christened the new neighbors. They came in. The guy decided to paint his garage floor, They left for the day. Everything was in the front lawn. Me and my other neighbor decided to put signs that everything was a garage sale.
That's kind of funny.
So him and his wife, brand new neighbors, come home to a garage sale that they didn't have.
Wait, like people were buying their stuff?
No, we didn't let anybody do it. We were in a cul-de-sac. We were, you know, so it was just, but it was just the point of it. It's like, let's see how this guy holds up.
That's too chummy.
Wait, you're hazing neighbors, yes. Greg.
It's like you're at Dartmouth.
So did they hold up? Were they cool, Greg?
Hey, guess what? After 17 years, we're all still best friends.
Ooh, there you go.
I think everybody hates you secretly behind your back, Greg.
All right, that's fine. I'm good.
That's too thanks, chummy buddy. For me. I don't like chummy crap.
I find it weird.
You're the same guy, man.
Well, no, like if there was someone that was cool who lived near me.
Yeah, but that doesn't exist because you set the bar so high. I like how you like to think you're like this open-minded guy to these people that you'll never let in your life.
What are you talking about?
You're such a liar.
Nobody's ever walked into my driveway with a beer. If that was the case, I'd be happy to be that guy. Till then, stay out of my driveway.
Do you want to make drunken small talk for an hour in your garage?
It's better than sober small talk.
Okay, but it's good. And you're going to get that every week, same story.
Okay, look. I agree with you that it's not an ideal situation.
No.
Although I do have romantic memories of my dad and his buddies and the neighborhood softball team and how every Saturday or Sunday someone would be grilling and we'd all be outside in somebody's garage. Like I wish I had that. But even if you're not all gung-ho on neighborhood boys club walking into your garage and taking beers without asking while you're not home, like Kimmy said, there's strength in numbers.
Yes.
You need these people. Yeah. And if you put a padlock on your fridge, which is the most coward way to handle it.
I'm just shutting the garage and locking things up.
Okay, so what happens? Let me ask you a question. Okay. All right, because again, as we're talking about this Facebook message, guy who asked us not to use his name says he moved into a new neighborhood. He's meeting the new neighbors as the weather's getting nicer.
Guam Lane.
A couple of weeks back, he invited him over for a beer. He's got a beer fridge in the garage. Says on Tuesday, he was late home from work, came home to find three of his neighbors in his driveway drinking his beer, said, checked his camera, two of them walked up the garage, into the garage, grabbed beers, and invited a third man who was walking by.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't like it. He wants to say something, but he doesn't want to destroy the little neighborhood club. Mm. So your advice to him is lock the beer fridge.
Just close the garage, lock the side door.
Okay.
That's it.
No, but his wife's going to be home. His wife was home in this thing, so she's got to live in a locked-up castle.
My wife would not tolerate this for a second.
Are you sure?
What, beer bums coming around the house when I'm not home,
but they're
boozing
not
it up on our dime?
They're neighbors.
Bro,
no,
your wife
she
is
ain't
very,
playing.
No, your wife's very communal.
Oh, her friends would be fine. My busted-ass buddies, you know who they are. She don't want those slouches coming around.
We're not talking about your buddies. We're talking about your neighbors.
Bingo. There's a huge difference. This ain't people we like.
Yeah, but I only attract a certain kind of guy. Bum-ass glom.
The Tommy limited Bums Club.
Limited vocabulary fart machine.
We got Facebook messages coming in. I see you guys on hold. Sit tight. Let's read some Facebook messages. Dan writes us at WCMF break room. Wait, no. You always get us at the WD. Okay. Dan says, this guy's being a bitch. What does beer cost? A dollar? You can't spare.
Dollar? Where are you getting dollar beers?
You can't spare $3 for people who will keep an eye out on your house, your family, call the cops if something goes wrong. Maybe you should start a GoFundMe for his bitch beer supply. No, he's right. Like, if I'm getting, like, a 12-pack of, like, you know, economy beer, it's $1 a beer.
Okay, if you got a beer fridge, guys are stepping up. I got a buddy who has a beer fridge.
Yes.
And he stocks it with nothing but premium local brands.
No, I stock local brands.
I'm not talking about you.
Well, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you.
Who are you talking about? I have my Three Heads in there.
Yeah.
I also have.
They ain't cheap. Yeah. Quality beer.
I also have,
you can have both
Jenny Lights and Kolsch and all that stuff.
You ain't getting that Kolsch stuff for $1 a can.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's not bucket expensive.
Can. They line it up around the block for
man,
a bucket can?
Man who's never had one of those in his life is going to tell me what it costs. Yeah, man, it's not that big a deal.
And even by the way, that adds up.
Do you
but again,
yourself?
Like if you are going into their garage and drinking their beer, it's a wash.
That I get. I ain't that guy.
Okay.
Coming to you.
I'm not coming over for your busted-ass grapefruit beer.
252.
Boring-ass conversation.
A second ago, it was amazing, expensive grapefruit beer.
Well, I learned.
Let's talk to Kyle, 252 WCMF. Hey, Kyle, what's up, buddy?
I think it's common even, like, out in, like, the rural areas, because it's enough. If just someone just stopped in, and like if I came home and someone was in my barn, it wouldn't even.
Yeah, but it's different in the country because y'all mosey. If I'm not moseying and I see you out at the old Haney place, I might stop in for a quick chat and a whittle. I get it, man. But this, the city life is different.
What's the difference between a walk and a mosey?
It's country walking.
Oh, okay.
You take your time, you stop, you look at things.
Kyle, living in the country, when he said y'all mosey, did you understand immediately what he said?
No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Wait, mosey is done in the country.
Mosey on over for a barn beer.
I mean, I would say, like, if just someone's driving by and they see the lights are on, that's pretty much they're just going to pull in. It's not necessarily that no one will be home and they'll pull in, but if they see the barn doors open or the lights are on, they'll just swing in.
Barn doors always open at Kyle's house.
Pile on in, boys.
Just like your mom.
Kyle, I was on your side, you dick. Jeez. Bye, Kyle. I hate Kyle.
I think of how many of these stories we read about in the country where it starts in somebody's front yard after a couple of beers. Oh, my God, half the stories of those 315 stories, what? It's all of a sudden a knife. Hey, we found another unusual weapon turned up. Probably started with a beer run.
Probably started
with a beer run. How's moseying on over?
You're describing your sister's wedding, not stories that we have happened here.
By the way, according to you, all those country stories start because of a love triangle, not a barn beer.
The love triangle develops because he was drinking at your house when you wasn't home.
After a mosey.
After a mosey, and he got into your wife's barn back door.
We got more Facebook messages coming in.
There's your Ribs Arkansas double album.
How's that go?
He got into her back room barn door. That's why when she sits, it's so damn sore.
He stumbled out of the blocks and he never recovered.
Yeah. I got the sore and door.
Rick writes us on Facebook. He says, this guy has to lay down the law or he's going to get a bunch of clingers. I went through this where I used to live, and it won't be too long until they're inviting themselves over for cookouts and never leaving.
They're feral cats.
You have your friends, your neighbors you're friendly with, and your neighbors. It's important to all keep them separate. Okay, man, you do you.
You don't want to do an open door policy. People are going to take advantage of you.
Even if they take advantage of you, that security of having those people on your side for the rest of your time living in that neighborhood, you can't put a price on that.
Okay, but there is no written guarantee that they're going to step up when you need them.
Beer does amazing things. Put that on a t-shirt.
Okay. All right.
It's your boy. It's your neighbor. He invited me in to break bread in his home, open a can of beer in his home. I'm going to look out for that guy.
All right.
You're not, because you're a selfish ass.
I keep it in-house.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The season is upon us, Tommy.
What season is that, Ben?
Well, for a place with a bunch of dreary, wet, and cold months, we sure do love golf here.
Oh, yeah.
And this week, you can get back after it whenever you want to.
Let's hit it.
And you've never heard anybody say too much of a good thing can be a problem, right?
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF golf season has officially begun in Rochester.
Yep.
Yesterday, Duran Eastman, Gen Valley, Churchville opened, and folks came out in droves. Although, if you are going out, it is because of the weather. Like one of those, you got to keep the cart on the path.
Oh, yeah. Everything's wet and soft.
And I don't think the driving range are...
It's very wet and soft. Damp.
Is it wet, soft, and damp?
Yeah. Like the holes are slick.
Yeah?
And fast.
No kidding.
Yeah. I already did mine. I've got
golf. No, your mother's never been fast. She's a slow burn, baby. Nice and gentle. And really, saying the season started yesterday is wrong because there are private courses that have been open for like a month now because we've had that really nice run of weather. And if you want to find a golf round in the greater Rochester area any day of the week, it's not hard to do because we have so many courses. Mm. Something that people take full advantage of.
Oh, sure.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many rounds of golf does someone have to play a month before you consider them a lazy bum?
If you're playing four times a month, that's a lot. And it's expensive.
Once a week? No, really? That's
expensive.
Wow. No, I'm not saying I know it's expensive, but at what point does your golf game start to take away from the things you're supposed to be doing?
So you think once a week is okay?
Yeah, there are people that play in a golf league that play once a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's fair. Like, I mean,
I think. But those guys are such dicks. Like, we know two sets of foursomes of guys we can't stand.
Well, okay.
And don't be getting, I like some of those guys.
Yeah. Well, that's just eight people you can't stand.
Exactly.
But they also found each other in golf clubs.
My personal feeling about someone and whether or not they're golfers, those two things are different.
Okay, right.
Right? Like, you know, if you play beer league hockey, basketball, volleyball, soccer, you play once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, four times.
But golf's a way long commitment.
Yeah, but once a week, you can have a full-time job and still play golf once a week.
And some of
you know what I mean? Like, it hasn't completely taken over your life, I would say.
But that means most of your spare time, if you're like a guy like you,
you
do not have 6 hours on a weekend to commit to golf. I'm talking about from out the door and home. You ain't got that.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But, I mean, some of those leagues are nine holes, right?
Yeah.
On a Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday. Yeah, you play
Thursday
those night leagues or after evening leagues. Okay.
So I'm going to say four is not too much.
Four nights a week?
No, four a month. I said a month, you idiot. With all due respect.
That's why we can't be a foursome.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
How many rounds of golf does someone have to play a month before they're a bum? And let's keep on. We're not talking retired. We're talking working age, maybe
talking,
a family.
You know,
now, your old man plays golf.
Yeah, he does. I would say he maybe in the summer goes like once or twice a month. He's not, you know, going a ton. But
what number would he have to hit where you'd start to be like, all right, this is getting ridiculous? Yeah.
I would say like for him especially, two to three times a week would be a lot.
So you'd be okay with eight golfs a month before you started to get worried?
Yeah, I think so.
But that's just about all your free time.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, he works weird hours, so, you know, he could do it on weird off days where I guess, you know, it wouldn't be all that weird for him to go out and play nine holes.
Okay. Now, we know that people are golfing in Rochester more than the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because the last couple of years, we saw a massive increase in weekday golfers.
The COVID syndrome.
Yeah. And the assumption is those golfers are the work-from-home crowd. Now, keep in mind, we had a study a couple of years ago that said 9 in 10 work-from-home people say they have done work, a day of work, just on their cell phone at some point in their career.
Yeah.
So it's not out of the question that you could actually be at work and golfing at the same time.
That's got to piss off a lot of people. You're golfing and working.
Well, golfing and working.
Working and golfing.
I know multiple people who do this.
I mean, why would you take that away from them if they can do their job?
I don't know.
Well,
it seems a little arrogant, man. You're literally playing a game while you're working.
Okay, now you can say that's arrogant. That's a valid statement. It's also arrogant of a man sitting in a leather chair who works 4 hours a day to call those people arrogant.
Could your dad have done that if he wanted to?
Yeah.
I thought all of our dads did this if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, my old man played golf on weekends. Yeah. And when he moved to Florida.
No, I meant like while he was working.
Oh, yeah. Like, so, but back then he wasn't working. There was no work from home back then like that. So he just went and golfed.
I guess to my point, like at least like you can kind of stay connected to work while you're doing it now.
So two things my old man always, three things he always had in his car, his office car, his golf clubs, a fishing pole and a bathing suit. And my old man sometimes would go
to
the beach.
People worked really hard for a living.
He'd go for a swim. He would go for a swim in Lake Worth Beach in Florida, hit the public showers, hopefully by himself, and then came home.
As we talk about, you know, the local courses, public courses opening yesterday.
I am jealous. Are you jealous?
Well, let's talk about that. 252 WCMF, how many rounds of golf does someone have to play a month before you consider them a golf bum? Because, like, Tommy, to your point, what you just said, folks who golf have the ultimate escape.
Yeah.
It's hard to get caught when you sneak away. You're out in the middle of the field with some buddies.
You drinking.
Yep. And even if you do get caught sneaking out to golf, you can make the argument, I'm getting exercise. I'm out.
You're getting about the lowest form of exercise there is.
All right. If a guy wants to walk 9, walk 18, his partner cannot say,
no.
Well, you know, what are you doing out there? Right. Oh, no, I'm getting my steps in.
Okay.
Check out my Apple Watch. Look at all my steps. Right? You can argue that you need to spend some time with friends you haven't seen for the sake of your mental health. And it's also socially acceptable to get rip-roaring drunk while you're out playing.
Yeah.
Right? It's the kind of activity, golf, that's looked at in like 10 different ways by like 10 different types of people.
Mm.
Right? Some people see it as an absolute necessity. Some folks look at it as helping the local economy.
It does.
Right? Because there's a ton of golf courses.
Oh, yeah. And everybody can play golf now. It's not this snooty rich guy sport anymore.
You got it. You can go find places with $15 greens fees. And it's romantic.
I hate golf. I hate playing golf.
You and me both.
But I am jealous of guys at golf.
But yeah, we
because I wish I had that kind of commitment to something for 6 hours.
We could go play golf.
Every time I did it, it sounded like fun. And I can remember going, man, I would be like at the making the turn, right? I go, God, we got 9 more of these, man. This blows.
Well, why don't we join like a 9-hole golf league with a bunch of bums?
Because we're not those guys. We're jerks. That's the other thing. We're jerks. We like to run our mouths and we like to make fun of everybody. And golfers, there's always one serious guy in that foursome that acts like he's at the Masters. Like, you know that guy that has to line up his putt, you know, like he's Jack, and he's going to hold the putter up and line it up. That guy does not have a sense of humor.
You just have to find the right folks. You know how much my dad runs his mouth? He was a scratch golfer. He was winning medals in the Police Olympics in golf. That's a real thing, by the way.
Right.
He medaled in the Police Olympics, the National Police Olympics in golf.
The other thing is, when you play with a guy like your dad, he's going to get frustrated because I can't keep up. You know, if he's...
No, he'll just be happy he's beating you, probably.
That and it gives him more time to drink.
All right.
I think we're winning here. Let's go play golf with my dad.
All right.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. I had asked you, how many times a month does somebody golf before they're a bum? You said 4.
I think 4 is a lot.
Kimmy's at 8. Let's talk to Jason. Hey, Jason, what's up, buddy?
How are you?
Good, Jason. What do you got?
I golfed over 80 times last season. And it didn't affect my schedule one bit. I actually own my own business. I'd get out at like 5:30 in the morning. And if you're golfing alone or even with one buddy, you can get through a round of 18 in, you know, 2.5-3 hours. I can get out by 8 and still work my full day.
Are you? I'm so good at golf. It only takes me a couple of hours.
You married? You got kids? What's the sitch, Jace?
Engaged with kids.
Wait, you're engaged with kids and you managed to golf 80 times?
I've never golfed a weekend, never golfed a night. It's always in the morning.
Man.
Oh, damn.
All right, well, okay. How old are the kids? They got to get on the bus? Your fiance's okay with that?
4 and 17.
4 and 17. Okay. That's a... Spread them out there, Jason.
Yeah.
All right. You take the 17-year-old out?
He's tried. Yeah, he's into it. He hasn't gone a couple times, but more my, you know, it's kind of my escape to get out there in the morning when it's quiet, no one's around.
All right, Jason, just you and I talking. Nobody can hear you, right? Just a couple of bros broing out. Do you prefer spending time with your 17-year-old on the course, or if you were given the choice, would you rather be there alone?
I think a perfect mix of 50-50.
You cheap, you lie! 50-50. Why you lie, Jason?
So, like, you have a smart answer into
but you have like a... You wait, so do you golf by yourself, or do you golf with other guys 80 times?
I play a lot of solo rounds, and I've got like 1 or 2 golf buddies. One of them, he probably played, you know, at least 50 of those rounds with me last year. I mean, I've already been out probably 20 times this season.
What a weirdo.
What? No, what? I mean, he's got a hobby.
He's a morning weirdo golfer loner.
That's the best. It's quiet, man. It's peaceful. It's quiet.
So is your bed.
Yeah, but you're a morning person. Like, you could easily do this. Like, you wake up so early, you just wait for the rest of the world to catch up to you.
Listen, when I wake up, I'm already miserable. I don't need another reason.
Jason, based on Tommy's assessment, you are a bum. I'm sorry, man, but I appreciate the call.
That's why I called, just to say it.
Jason, thanks, buddy. He got you good. We got tweets coming in. You can always tweet us at WCMF Break Room. My husband went out more than 100 times last year, at least 3 times a week, sometimes 36 holes a day.
He does not love you. He does not.
No.
He finds you annoying and wants to get away from you. There's no other reason. That's a
Some
ton of golf.
Some people enjoy golf.
I don't think Rory has that schedule.
I mean, but what's the difference when it comes to time? Like, if, you know, there are people that'll want to work out 90 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the same thing as going to play 9 holes.
I think, all right.
What's the difference if you're doing it every single day?
How many people work out 90 minutes a day?
Only the most elite.
You say you only do an hour.
It's between an hour and 90 minutes.
Wow, look at you, man.
Yeah, kicking it out. I mean, look, hey, man, hashtag stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You know, going back with Jason, talking about the kids, right, like a 17-year-old, is teaching your kid to golf a good or a bad idea? Because there was that old argument, Tommy, like you were talking about your dad, teaching a kid to golf was good because business was done on the course.
Okay, as if you're a businessman.
No.
That's great if you own a business.
All right, let me put it this way. I know multiple boys and girls when I was a kid whose parents signed them up for golf lessons thinking that they were going to be like, in business meetings on golf courses closing deals.
Okay.
Is that the case anymore? Because I don't look at golf as like a business thing.
No, I mean, business gets conducted on your phone.
Okay, like, look.
What do you think? Are they going to sit there and close the Murphy deal?
I don't know business, so I asked that question. Yeah. But I wasn't asking you, because if there's someone who knows, the only person who knows less about business than me is Mr. Non-Business.
Well, he only thinks you can have one job in business, and that's sales.
Yes.
And you're always closing the Murphy deal. And like, here's the thing. If you teach your kid to golf, you could be signing them up for a life of frustration, a fortune on equipment, greens fees. And that's another generation of them sneaking away to go out and abandon their families. And
by the way, that generation probably doesn't get to sneak away. Now I'm guessing you're golfing as a couple.
Is that a bad thing?
Bro.
What? I'm asking you a question. What time is it? Is your wife up yet?
I'll tell you right now, man. My wife would not want to golf with me.
No, look at you trying to turn it around, you coward ass
bitch. But he's probably
bitch.
Right.
Well, no, let me ask you a question. Let's say that your wife, she sees the news, and, you know, she sees like you do. It looks romantic, and everyone's out there and having fun. She goes, Tommy, listen.
All right.
I think we should take a golf lesson together. Okay. I signed us up for a couple's beginner's golf league.
Okay.
You in?
She's going to take it over. She's going to take it all over. So it's not even going to be me playing golf anymore. It's going to be whatever she wants me to look like playing golf. So here's the first thing that's coming. Matching outfits.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Hey, maybe we'll get a monogram.
God, I'd die to see that.
Come on. Tommy's wife, if you're listening.
I'm out.
Can I
get one of those like golf hats with the
She knows golf. She knows a lot of lady golfers that are her friends.
Yeah.
One teaches it.
That's
I mean,
so you have an in.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
So, you know, I hate golf. I hate golf. I golf.
It's not fun.
You're not a golfer.
I don't. It's the most frustrating game ever. My wife has always wanted to be a golfer. She's never like learned. We went to the driving range a couple of times. I just get frustrated. Told you my dad's a good golfer.
Yeah.
She reached out to my dad this week to teach her how to golf.
She wants to get into the game.
Yes. Yes. And I told her, I'm like, look, you want to do this.
Yeah.
You're on your own. I love you. I want you to have a hobby, but I can't. I can't.
I also don't have any attention span.
Same.
Like to concentrate.
Same.
My head's going to wander.
Yeah.
And I also cheat and I lie.
But everyone who golfs cheats and lies. You'd fit right in there, man.
You know I'm going to cheat my ass off, man.
Talking about how the 3 public courses in Monroe County opened yesterday. Gen Valley, Churchville, and Duran Eastman. It's officially the start of golf season. And really, the last month, private courses have been open all over the place. We had asked the amount of times a golfer can golf a month before they become a bum. Tommy came in with 4, which is way low. Kimmy's at about 8. We talked to Jason, who said he golfed over 90 times. We're getting tweets. People saying they're over 100, 150 rounds a summer.
How many days are in summer?
Is it 180?
No. Give me 180 days of summer.
Well, from golf season.
Oh. Yeah.
But that means you're
golf
getting there
late into the fall.
All right. So you're playing in crap weather then.
Well, yeah, but I think there's more time to golf than to not golf. Like if you start golfing in March, which is standard, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how many fingers? 8 months. Right.
I mean, I went
How many fingers?
Well, because it went backwards. If I would have started it this way, I would have got it. 8.
I went to a wedding in November on a golf course, and there were guys out there golfing like mid-November still.
That should have been a message to the bride.
Well, no, it wasn't the part.
No, but I'm just saying she should have looked out and seen that's your future.
Bad.
Okay.
Dave writes us, Facebook messages coming in. Dave says, guys who golf during the weekday are not bums. If you can find the time, you should take it for yourself. And it's the best time to get out because no one else is out there. Well, yeah, because most people can't be bums.
Yes, it's a reason why there's nobody out there.
No, like today I'm going to drive home, yeah. And I'm going to drive through Gen Valley to get to my house. And I'm going to look around, like you said, and I'm going to go, oh, man, that looks awesome. And I'm also going to be driving fast because that road cuts through the course, and somebody always hooks a ball and almost hits my car every time I drive through. So get out there and have fun.
I always think like it must suck, too, because like if you're golfing and you're a young guy, you're going to golf midweek, you're going to run into a lot of me's, old farts that take their time, want to tell you all the rules, all the golf dicks out there that like to explain the game to you.
Yeah, but there's good and there's bad with everything.
A lot of bad shows up at a golf course.
All right, let's take a break.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
To say the Sabres have a new head coach would be an incorrect statement.
Oh.
Because they hired a head coach yesterday. But nothing about this guy is new to the Buffalo Sabres.
So he's not filling in or anything? He's going to be the coach?
Oh, he's the permanent coach.
Oh, fantastic.
He is their coach.
So they fix the problem immediately.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Yesterday, just about a week after the firing of Donnie Meatballs Granato as the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres, they announced they have a new bench boss. The Sabres have hired Lindy Ruff.
Oh, I think somebody called that last week. I said, you better go get Lindy back.
I said, yeah, the fact that you said it makes it a bad hire. You know nothing about nothing.
He's probably the most successful coach the Sabres have had in the last 30 years.
He's the most successful coach in Sabres history.
Yeah.
He took them to the Stanley Cup.
He took them to two Eastern Conference Finals and a Cup when they lost in six on that stupid foot in the crease
goal. The no goal.
Yeah, we're not going to have that argument. Lindy was already the head coach of the Sabres from 97 to 2013. He was fired in 2013, but it was an amicable split. Terry Pegula went on this like long speech about how he'll always be a friend of his.
Yeah.
He was also the last coach to make the playoffs in Buffalo despite being fired in 2013.
So he's your guy.
He's also a Sabres alum. He was a captain of the Buffalo Sabres in the 1980s.
Was he around with French Connection?
Well, he played with Gilbert Perreault. Like his end was his
okay. Beginning. So he came in after.
Wait, I think so.
Like the French Connection were going away, he came in.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
Here
so he knows the history of the franchise.
Here's your weird fact of the day.
What's that?
With the hiring of Lindy Ruff as the Sabres head coach yesterday, Lindy Ruff has now been employed by the Buffalo Sabres in every decade they've ever existed.
Oh, wow, look at that.
But when did they come into existence?
Early 70s.
Oh.
So he was a player in the 70s, 80s. He was a coach in the 90s, 2000s, 2010s. Damn. He's now a coach again in the 2020s.
Buffalo keeps calling him back.
Sabres fans either love or hate this. Because there's big-time nostalgia bringing him back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He took him to a cup, like you said. He's fiery. He's passionate.
He's rough.
He kept a home in Buffalo, even while coaching in Dallas, New Jersey.
He was fired. So he loves the community.
He's lived here in Buffalo the whole time. And he is like us. He's a blue-collar Western New York
bro. What's the problem?
He's had a spotty run since he left. He's made the playoffs only 3 of the 8 years he wasn't coaching the Sabres, which is way better than what the Sabres have done. But not great by head coaching standards. He was also fired twice in between being fired from the Sabres and being rehired.
I was just going to ask, was he, was it a surprise that he got let go from the Devils, or was that kind of expected?
He had a great season
last
year.
Right, that's what I thought.
Goaltending and injuries failed him this year. So I don't know. I don't know what to think. Like, I like the idea of Lindy Ruff. I love...
How old is he?
He's got to be in his late 60s, early 70s? Late 60s.
All right.
Look, I mean, there's that... The most iconic vision of the
64.
Head... Thank you. The most iconic... Wow, he's 64?
Yeah.
He's
my age. I thought he was older.
That's a rough hockey life for you. The most iconic image of Lindy Ruff is him standing over the bench, screaming at an opposing head coach, and then sending all 5 goons out on the ice for the greatest fight in Sabres history.
Look at that.
Fans love that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that stuff works in the NHL now.
Don't play anymore? You think he's too old school for the game? Do you think the game has passed Lindy by.
I will give him credit. It seems in his last stop in New Jersey, he adjusted to that. So maybe I'm talking out of my ass here, right? Mm. It's possible. But I think the biggest argument against Lindy Ruff is he had two of the best goalies on the planet in Dominik Hasek and Ryan Miller back-to-back when he was winning all those games
That's
in Buffalo.
True.
And you probably don't have that right now with their goalie Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
No good?
No, I like him, but he's not Hasek. He's not Ryan Miller.
Top goalie.
Ryan Miller's arguably the greatest American goaltender of all time. Hasek is the greatest goalie in the history of the franchise. And don't call me about Patrick Waugh or Martin Brodeur.
So you think, he was the best goalie, period, of all time in hockey?
Hasek, I think so, yes.
Yeah.
In my non-biased opinion.
How good's the team?
So the team has talent.
Like, and it's young, right?
Yes. They need a guy to push him over the top.
He's your guy.
Lindy also not the biggest fan of like younger players, and it's a roster full of younger players, at least traditionally.
They don't listen.
Exactly. I don't need that.
TikToking, talking to their girlfriends, not paying attention.
Are you serious right now? I'm being serious right now. Kimmy, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, you're Mrs.
I think it's one of those things that the Sabres, whoever they decided to bring in, I think you're stuck with this guy for a little while. Like, I think you have to give this next coach time to do something because you've gone through
He will be the sixth head coach since he was fired.
So, I mean, I guess I don't know enough about like the other guys in the running to really form an opinion on is this the best choice. But I think whoever you go with, this is now your guy for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I'm all in, man.
Shut up. No, like to your point, there's 32 NHL teams. Yeah. And it feels like there are 40 guys who just continually
retreads.
Get NHL head coaching jobs. It's the same guys over and over and over again. But here's how incestual NHL hockey is when it comes to coaches. All right, you ready for this? Mm. Lindy Ruff played for the Sabres.
Yeah.
The man who hired him back yesterday, general manager Kevin Adams, is from Western New York.
Okay.
So Kevin Adams watched Lindy Ruff play when he was growing up as a kid.
Wow.
Kevin Adams grows up, and he ends up playing for the Carolina Hurricanes, beats the Sabres in the Eastern Conference Final Game 7 as a member of the Hurricanes, wins a Stanley Cup. He retires. Lindy Ruff then hires him as an assistant coach in 2011 until 2013 when Lindy was fired from there. Kevin Adams then gets the general manager job with the Sabres and hires Lindy Ruff as the head coach.
It's full circle.
No, but like that seems kind of strange. It's a little bit weird that we keep using the same guys over and over again.
Is it really hard to be an NHL coach compared to other leagues and sports?
I don't know. Well, the guys keep getting second, third, fourth, fifth chances.
I mean, is it one of these jobs where it's like it doesn't end? Like you're just constantly on the road coaching?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to have a certain lifestyle for that.
Like even
it's a long season.
The NFL, you get a break. It seems like hockey, you don't because the season's so goddamn long.
Yeah. And, like, to further that point, right, like, maybe that's why they keep going with these guys. Like, they you have to have that in you. You know who I feel bad for right now?
Who?
Because, again, I love Lindy Ruff. And maybe I'm wrong and I'm just nervous because I thought there was going to be fresh blood coming into the franchise. And come middle of the season next year, I'll be standing on top of my chair cheering. Seth Appert is the head coach of the Rochester Americans.
Yeah.
He's done amazing things with that team.
So why didn't he get to step up?
So they said they wanted an experienced head coach, and Seth Appert has never had any time behind an NHL bench.
You got to pop his cherry at some point.
Yeah, but Donnie Granato, Donnie Meatballs.
Is this the time, though, for the Sabres to give a new guy that chance?
But you want to go with the old guy?
I guess that's their thought.
All right.
Experience. Because I guess they've kind of gone the route of let's give this guy a chance. He's not your, you know, standard NHL head coach. They did that with,
Ralph Kruger, and a hockey coach.
They're like, let's go with something we know. I don't know.
But you knew it.
And he's got a house here.
He's got a house. That should be a reason why you hire somebody. He already lives here.
You have to move him.
We're going to save on moving expenses,
guys,
if we simply hire Lindy Ruff back. And again, I love Lindy Ruff. Don't get me wrong. I love Lindy Ruff.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I love this.
Well, Sabres fans seemed to be excited about it yesterday. That was a general emotion I felt from fans.
Okay. Okay.
I also like having a guy that somebody will answer his phone call. Like, they know him. He's known around the league, right? So he's respected around the league.
No, I mean, he's top five.
That's got to kind of help you when you're coaching, right?
He's top five in wins all time, but it didn't help him in Dallas and New Jersey.
All right, well, that's Jersey. You know, Jersey sucks.
What is that? No, he had his most success in Jersey.
I know, and it's tough.
Shut up. What are you talking about?
It's a very corrupt state.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.